Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's the anniversary of the day where we sent the first message into space to try to communicate with aliens. Well, they never answered back. Typical. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, it's National Hydration Day. And look at this. Look at this. Drink water, please. Yeah, not the other stuff, like soda. Don't do that. I hear that you can cut off a lot of weight if you stop drinking soda and start drinking water. Because you, my friend, yeah, I'm talking to you. You're 60% water. Yep, that's a lot of water. So you need to refill that every once in a while and put some water in there. I'm sure that's how the doctors describe it. Yeah, there's no actual one size fits all as far as how much water you need to drink. Just do it. Some people say 6 to 8 glasses a day, but they don't really tell you how big those glasses are. So if it's shot glasses, you're probably not on track for the amount of water that you need. I'm guessing like a beer glass without the beer in it. You can have that second, because if you drink water while you're drinking, you know, a little bit of water, a little bit of beer, you're going to prevent your hangover. So there, magic cure for hangover prevention. It also helps your blood pressure, digestion, your body temperature, and it helps your kidneys. So please, have some water today, like I just did a second ago in the podcast. I've now eaten on the podcast, and I've had something to drink on the podcast. So there you go. Okay, it's International Widows Day today as well. There's an estimated 258 million widows around the world, and nearly 1 in 10 actually live in extreme poverty. Here's why the United Nations declared International Widows Day. They ratified the day because they wanted to acknowledge the poverty and injustice faced by millions of widows and their dependents in various countries. And these are mainly developing countries. See, the widows, women in general, can't inherit property or get credit. However, they are liable for debts by their deceased spouses. The widows struggle to care for themselves and for their children. So International Widows Day, you can go check this out, learn more about it by heading over to the UN's website. It's also Let It Go Day today. Okay, so what do you do on Let It Go Day? Well, if you're thinking about your ex, let it go. You're thinking about living up to another's expectations? Well, let it go. You're thinking about procrastinating? Let it go. You're thinking about Frozen? Let it go is probably in your head as well. So Let It Go Day. Just let it go. Okay, well, we'll let that whole day go. National Pink Day as well today. Think about this one. Okay, well, I did a little list there. Pink, the singer, Pink Cadillac, Pink Eye, Pink Panther, Pink Flamingos, Pink Floyd. Pink, the Victoria's Secret, the pink thing. By the way, Victoria's Secret's changing their name. They're going to be Victoria's Secret & Co. That was actually the only thing that I researched for National Pink Day. For some reason, I stopped there. Actually, no. You know what? I was very busy over on our other podcast, Learning More. The coincidence. Theme songs starting this week. We are talking about reincarnation. I'm talking with Titus Rivas. He is a theoretical psychologist, and he wrote the book, well, actually co-authored the book, Reincarnation as a Scientific Concept. And we are going to talk about, well, is there a tie-in? Do you have to believe in ghosts if you believe in reincarnation? Titus, what do you think?
I would say that they go hand in hand. Because there are also children who recall episodes that occurred between their past life and the present life.
And we'll hear about some of those episodes this week on, well, this episode of Learning More. There's a link in the description. Be sure to listen to this one. It was a lot of fun. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. Oh, yeah. 1868 is where we get to start today with the typewriter hat. Yeah, check this out. Four dudes in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, because they called them dudes back then, created the typewriter. Now, one of these dudes, the other three were like totally cool with the invention. One of them kind of walked away. I'm like, eh, I don't want anything to do with this. I don't know why, but he walked away and there you go. Now, by 1873, we actually had QWERTY keyboards. Now, why does it QWERTY keyboards? Well, just look at the top line of your keyboard. That's why it's that, because of the letters right there, right? It makes that kind of cool word, QWERTY, that I think you can use in Scrabble and get some serious points. Anyway, 1873, QWERTY keyboards began to dominate. In 1878, they added the shift key. Remember the shift key? Yeah, that came about. Well, come on, upper and lowercase letters? Let's get excited about that. Yeah, well, whatever. You can use an ampersand. All of a sudden. Okay, how about this? Tab stops. Yeah? Correction fluid? Sorry, I had typing class in high school. I was one of the last classes in my high school in the early 90s there to have a typing class. Yeah, that went away. They replaced the whole thing with computers. Probably the day after I graduated. Well, got to learn how to type. That's coming handy. 1972. I'm just thrown off that I had to take a typing class. 1972, the Watergate smoking gun tape was recorded. Why do they call it the smoking gun? Well, basically, it had Nixon on there saying that he was ordering a cover-up of the Watergate burglary. It also showed that he asked the FBI, or actually ordered the FBI, to abandon its investigation into the break-in. It was between Nixon and his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, and it was in the Oval Office from 10.05 a.m. to 11.39 a.m. Now, some of that got deleted and some of that, you know, whatever. Anyway, the Supreme Court ordered the release of the tapes in July of 1974, and then Nixon released the tapes in August. 3 days later, he resigned. So there you go. Also, let's stay in the 70s here, because I mentioned this earlier, but we sent our first extraterrestrial message into space. Yeah, did I say that? I kind of try to like sound like one of those space shows. Anyway, it was a message to the star cluster M13. Yeah, we directed it directly at star cluster M13. That's one of my favorite star clusters. The others are such a cluster, you know? 1,600 bits or so of data. It translated essentially into an image. Think 8-bit gaming from Atari days. These little weird images. You can see what the images work out to be if you do a little Google search there. But basically, the message was meant more as a demonstration of human technological achievement than a serious attempt to talk to E.T. On this day in 1980, the David Letterman show premiered. The daytime show. Yeah, this one didn't really last. Now, it was a critical success, but people just didn't watch it. They're used to like soap operas and game shows and things like that. So the show only lasted until October of 1980, but they kept him under contract. In fact, they paid him $1 million not to work. How do I get one of those deals? Jeez, I'll take that, right? Then Late Night with David Letterman debuted February 1st, 1982. Speaking of 1982, Mary Hart joined Entertainment Tonight on this day. She hosted from 1982 to 2011, and her voice one time gave a lady a stroke. It became the inspiration for an episode of Seinfeld. There you go. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Selma Blair turns 49. Jason Mraz is 44. Clarence Thomas is 73. Joss Whedon is 57. And he's got a tough name to say for me right now after talking for 10 minutes. Yeah, that's your look at June 23rd. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. I try to say everything right when I can. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Make sure to go listen to Learning More. It's about reincarnation. It's really cool. Talk to you tomorrow.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.